Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of July 4th. Well, it looks like we can expect highs in the upper 70s to low 80s this week. We got some chances of rain here and there and maybe a slight warming trend. So just stay flexible. Let's check in with Levi at Hayward Bait and Bottle and see what he's got to say for himself. Levi says, many anglers are getting follows, but few bites. Most bites are smaller fish. Work weedy points and deep weed edges with small bucktails and topwaters. The walleye action's really good, just off of weed edges, 12 to 15 feet. Leeches under slip bobbers work best, though some anglers report success with walleye suckers, fatheads, and trolled crankbaits and crawler harnesses. Northern pike fishing's good. Many anglers continue to target pike, focus on weeds in 5 to 10 feet with northern suckers, spoons, spinnerbaits, small bucktails, and crankbaits. Levi continues, largemouth bass fishing is decent. In early morning, catch them in shallow weeds with weedless lures and topwaters. Most of the day, you can find largemouth in 4 to 6 feet. Though during very warm days, the bass move to deep weeds, cribs, and stumps. Plastics and topwater frogs work best. Smallmouth fishing is also decent. Many anglers are chasing them. Post-spawn fish have moved to deeper structures, such as rock piles and steep breaks in 10 to 15 feet and deeper, depending on the water clarity. Try jerkbaits, plastics, and leeches under slip bobbers. Crappie anglers report good success on weed edges, cribs, and structure in 10 to 12 feet. Crappie minnows, fatheads, small crankbaits, and plastics are catching them, and early mornings and evenings offer the best fishing. Bluegills are now off their beds, and many anglers report fishing is very good. Most fish move deeper, with bigger fish off weed lines and in weeds in 8 to 10 feet. Best baits include waxies, leaf worms, and crawlers. Well, thanks, Levi. That's a pretty detailed report. Let's see what Steve Suman has to say about fishing report. According to Steve, the musky fishing's still lagging, but it is showing improvement. Anglers are seeing fish. They're getting few hookups other than smaller fish. Look for fish on deep weeds, weedline edges, humps, points, and other structure, and on panfish and baitfish concentrations. Smaller bucktails, spinners, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, topwaters, and suckers are all tempting muskies. Remember to figure eight on the retrieve. Walleye action ranges from fair to very good. Fish are dispersing to somewhat deeper locations. But check the weed edges in 10 to 18 feet adjacent to deep water, as well as lake basins. In early morning and late evening into dark, work shallower weed edges, points, and humps. Leeches under slip bobbers are the first choice, with crawlers, walleye suckers, fatheads, and crankbaits also producing walleyes. The northern pike fishing is good to very good just about anywhere there are weeds or panfish and baitfish concentrations in depths out to 12 feet. Northern suckers, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, bucktails, crankbaits, and topwater are all effective baits. For trophy pike, go deeper. Use bigger baits. The largemouth bass fishing is steady. Look for fish in lily pads and in weeds from very shallow out to 8 feet. But on hot days, go to deeper weeds, wood, stumps, cribs, and other structure. Your best offerings include crawlers, Ned and drop shot rigs, plastics, weedless baits, and topwaters. Steve says the smallmouth bass anglers are reporting good success fishing weed edges, weed lines, rock, break lines, and other structure in depths to more than 15 feet. Top baits include sucker minnows, leeches on slip bobbers, Ned and drop shot rigs, and plastics and crankbaits in crayfish colors. The crappie fishing is good. Best success is coming in early morning and evening hours. Weeds, weed beds, weed edges, cribs, brush, and other structure in 8 to 14 feet, and the deep basins are holding crappie. Fish bogs in the evening, baits of choice include crappie minnows, fatheads, plastics, tattletales, mini mites, crappie scrubs, gulp baits, and beetle spins. Bluegill fishing is still very good, though they have moved off their beds to weeds, weed lines, weed beds, and cribs in 6 to 12 feet. Waxies, worms, leaf worms, crawlers, plastics, and gulp baits are all catching bluegill. The perch fishing's very good right now. Anglers are doing well fishing crappie minnows and plastics on jigs and or under slip bobbers. They're going in and around weeds and weed beds. If you can't find them, try fishing for some other species. That always brings in the perch. Okay, let's look at a few upcoming events. This weekend, July 7th through the 9th, the Heart of the North Spooner Rodeo is going on at the Washburn County Fairgrounds. You can find out more by calling 800-367-3306 or go to spoonerrodeo.com. Next weekend, July 15th through 17th, is the LCO Honor the Earth Powwow at the Powwow Grounds on Trepania Road. Call 715-634-8934 for details or check out the Facebook page for the LCO Honor the Earth Powwow. Also, July 15th through 17th is the Big Birchwood Bluegill Festival. You can find out more about it by calling 715-354-3300. End of the month, Lumberjack World Championships are running from July 28th through the 30th. Call 715-634-2484 for details. On July 31st, the Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their Kids Fishing Day on the Tiger Cat Flowage. Find out more by calling 715-634-4543. Jack Pine Savage Days coming up in Spooner, August 5th and 6th. Call 715-635-2168 for more details. Remember that August 10th is your application deadline if you want a Fisher or Bobcat tag. August 11th through the 14th is the Sawyer County Fair. Call 715-699-2022 for details. August 13th is the Ojibwa Canoe and Kayak Race. It ends at the Ojibwa Community Park. It starts at Wanigan Resort on County Road G. It all starts at 9:30 a.m. If you want more details, call 877-220-1041. There's a whole bunch of fun activities associated with the canoe and kayak race. You should check it out. August 14th, the Hayward Bass Club is holding their free youth bass tournament on Chippewa Flowage. That runs from noon to 4, and you can find out more by calling 405-227-1789. That's all I got for now, but there's a lot more events posted on the Hayward events calendar at haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. You can also call us down at the office. We'd be happy to help you. Call 715-634-8662 to get the Chamber of Commerce. And the Hayward Lakes line is 715-634-4801. Well, hey, let's get out and enjoy the woods, water, and fine weather.